Balls are back.
Yeah, they had us the first half, I'm not gonna lie.
Call Kimmy Wayne!
I think I got my swagger back. Oh, oh!
Woo-hoo! I love it, baby!
Them orange britches! Something about them orange britches!
Tennessee
win!
That is by Tennessee,
Jawan
Jennings.
Jennings makes the win. Tennessee!
We just won a basketball game, and we're very happy right now.
Sir, you found a way, okay? All right, now, what I tell you, okay? All right, this decade is going to be the decade of the Vols. You got
it? Yes,
Riddit did to do, and welcome into More Important Issues. It is Wednesday, October 14th. It's game week. It's a time to flush out what happened last week. You get an opponent coming to Neyland that hasn't beaten you since 1984?
84,
in
baby.
In Neyland.
It's not feeling like 84 to me.
No, it is not. So this is a good chance to rebound. Last week wasn't what you wanted. You maybe felt like you took a step back. Yeah, Georgia's good, but you wanted to be better. It didn't end up that way, but now you get a chance.
Yeah, you get a chance. Forget about it.
Yep.
It's over. There's nothing you can do about it now.
Go take care of business. Flush out the negative. Get back on the right track. Beat Kentucky. And maybe all will be good. Kind of sucks that, you know, one of those games got postponed. As long as they're back by the time they play Georgia, though, at least give us a chance to... At least give Georgia a chance to lose.
Be nice.
Yeah. It sucks that games are getting canceled for COVID. You knew it was going to happen. It's just a matter of time.
Right.
But, of course, it's, you know, two of the teams. One's in Florida, and then, of course, two of them's in Nashville in the NFL and Vanderbilt. But, of course.
Well, didn't Dan Mullen say, like, earlier this week, like, we want to fill the stadium? And then now they're all testing positive for COVID?
Yeah. I think the governor had cleared the Florida governor cleared the way for, like, Miami and Tampa Bay to welcome in more fans, right?
Yeah, he said he wanted a packed house. I was like, oh.
Well, yeah, yeah. So Dan Mullen said that, but the Florida governor, I think, was going to allow the NFL.
Florida just doesn't care. They're just like,
no. They're just going for it. Whatever. Whatever. I'm not going to argue about that. It is the battle of the beer barrel this time. We're actually going to kind of use that for our Jumbotron. We're going to talk about some of our favorite college football rivalry trophies. There's some good ones out there. There's some interesting ones, some ugly ones, some that shouldn't exist. But we're going to talk about our favorites, unless you've got, I don't know, maybe you have one that you just hate that you wanted to make fun of.
I don't have a ton.
You know, okay.
So
I didn't know if you wanted to make fun of one. That was, because there's some funny ones. Like Oregon plays for the Platypus Trophy.
They play Oregon State?
Oregon and Oregon State play in the Civil War for the Platypus Trophy.
Wow. Wait, do they call it the Civil War?
It is called the Civil War Rivalry.
And they have a platypus.
And they fight for a platypus trophy.
Nice.
Correct. So this weekend, the Vols be, you know, not really playing for the trophy because it's not allowed anymore. Understandably so, Watt left. I think it is time for it to return. But it has got to be one of the coolest trophies in terms of a college football rivalry.
Yeah, for sure.
It has to be. I don't know. I know of one, maybe one more that could compete. We'll talk about it because of some of the stories behind it, but that's about it. We are going to talk about the Tennessee-Kentucky game, though. Tennessee welcomes Kentucky to Neyland on Saturday. That's a noon kickoff, getting some nooners in. I saw a lot of people tweeting some noon love last weekend, so you get another chance to get a noon game in. Those are the fun games. You get your 3:30 CBS nap in. Talked about that last week. That's a good nap. You're allowed to be playing in that window, but if you're not playing, it's a good nap window.
It is. As soon as that CBS comes on, you're like, oh, man.
Pop their recliner out. Let's go to
sleep. Yeah, who slipped me a sleeping pill?
Exactly.
Gary Danielson. I mean.
Yes, he did.
Good Lord, I cannot stand him.
Yeah, I know. He's an annoying human being.
Like, at least make it a little bit. At least try to cover it up a little bit that you're not trying to pull for Georgia or Alabama.
Oh, yeah, no, he loves Georgia.
I mean, what's he going to do next week? Is he just going to be like...
It's going to be tough.
I don't know, I feel like it's his dream, but it's also his nightmare. Because he doesn't want any of them to lose.
Yeah, yeah, he's definitely put in a tight spot.
Yeah.
It's like his two kids are playing against each other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Maybe he'll wear one of those jerseys that are like sewn.
Split.
Yeah. He'll be like the mom.
House divided.
Yeah, exactly. We're also going to talk about some recruiting updates. Vols had a five-star that they had a chance in. I think this week your loss kind of submit. I mean, yeah, wins and losses probably don't directly correlate to who commits, but this time you had a guy that everyone knew who the top two teams were, and then you went down and got, just to put it lightly, dog stomped. So
yeah, you got whooped.
So that wasn't good. You kind of assumed.
It's over.
Yeah.
We're done talking about it. Forget about it. It's over.
I was talking about the commit.
Oh, commit. Yeah.
So.
But that's over too. So got to forget about that too.
Flush it.
Yeah.
And then we're also going to talk about some college football and the games going on in college football this week. We've already got some people. Yep, Florida's not playing. They find a way to skirt LSU every year.
Isn't that like the worst series of all time?
There's always something going on.
Like, they can never name it like the fourth Saturday in August, because it's like one Saturday in the fall, then they're going
to
play.
Yeah, it never happens when it's supposed to. But we'll talk about some of those college football games that will be happening this week. We've also got our NFL power rankings. Are the Titans back? 4-0, baby.
I don't know.
COVID couldn't bring them down. What can?
Did they make yours?
They made mine. They had to, I feel like. Because this week, or last week, we both said it has to be the Bills. Well, then they go and whoop the Bills. They're undefeated.
I can't release mine. I don't know.
That's fine. We'll wait till we get
it. I actually don't have it in front of me. I have to go get it.
Okay. Do I need to give you time to sneak out?
Just send us like a... I don't know. I don't know what you can do.
Okay.
Can you just play like a... Here, Kitty, Kitty for Kentucky. Can we play? Can
we play Missouri? That? Is that the Missouri song?
No, that's the Joe Exotic.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
What's the song? Josh Dobbs High School has a song something like Here, Kitty, Kitty.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are they the Wildcats?
No. They're taunting a rival. It's the song where they're like, at the end of the day, you'll be sobbing. At the end of the day, we'll be Josh Dobbin. That song.
Oh, I just thought it was about Josh Dobbs.
It's not about
Josh. I guess I've only heard that lyric, so I just assumed it was about Josh Dobbs.
I'll pull it up, and when you have to go get your paper, we can play it.
Okay.
So are you good to talk about the Tennessee-Kentucky game? Can we jump right into that, or do you need...
Yeah, first let me tell you about the people who make this show possible, and then we'll kind of get into Kentucky. Guys, go check out our sponsors. Tennessee Tap House, Hound Dogs, Blue Water Climate Control... Blue Water Climate Control will take care of any of your HVAC needs. They're also giving away free furnaces in the months of October and November, so go check them out. Also, let us know where you're listening from. Love to hear it.
Yes.
Share this thing out. Like
big,
it.
Big geography, guys.
Like it, retweet it, share it. I don't really know what else you can do. Subscribe on YouTube.
Yeah,
I'm trying to name everything that you could possibly do.
You could do
quote tweet it.
You could quote tweet it.
He could. Just whatever. Just holler at us, share this thing out a little bit, and we would greatly appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. We would. Are you ready to talk some Kentucky-Tennessee?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, here we go. It is Kentucky-Tennessee week. I know, coming at you earlier than usual, but good news, the temperature is going to be about the same. So it's going to be cold.
It can't be as cold as last year, right?
Is it going to be that cold? No, there's no way. I think at night it could get down to like 40s a low, maybe.
Okay. Because I was about to say, but man, it was cold.
It was a cold game. I wasn't cold.
It wasn't cold like during the game, but I remember like walking to the car after the game, like, man, it is cold.
We also walked 3.5 miles.
Yeah, it was. And then we ate. Where did we eat at? Dairy Queen. It was gross.
I do not recommend Dairy Queen dinner to anybody. Ever.
No.
Never. I would never wish that on my worst enemy. I would also never wish walking around Lexington aimlessly to anyone.
No.
So, both of those, no go.
It's a weird place. I don't know, like, I don't know if it's just the way we went to the stadium, but 100%. It was just like, we went through a couple neighborhoods, and then there was this field, and there was like a tiny football stadium in it.
We took the worst route into Lexington, to the stadium, and back home. The three worst possible routes you could take, we did take.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it was not efficient the way we did it.
So, but like...
It is a terrible stadium.
Right.
But we made it worse.
I'll give it credit. It's, like, it's a nicer stadium inside. Like, it's not... where I'm just like, man, this, like, it's not Vanderbilt.
It's not a dump, yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not nice.
No. It's very small.
It's a high school stadium in Texas.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I told the guy. He was, I don't remember what he said to me, but it was something I wasn't impressed with. And I was like, oh, is this your stadium? Because we had just walked up on it. And he's like, yeah. I'm like, why is it so small?
He was not happy about that.
He did not like that.
No. Which is weird because they should know. All right, anyways, let's talk some football, though. Let's talk some football. First off, you lose your best player. Not a lot of teams get better when you lose your best player.
Mm-hmm.
You probably lost your best player on both sides of the ball. You definitely lost your best player on the team.
Right.
You probably lost your best player on both sides of the ball. Not a lot of teams get better than that. And
so everybody's ankles are probably safe.
Should be safe this week. Should be safe. Should be very safe. Tennessee didn't play fantastic in this game last year, but they did what it took and they won. So that's the good news. I would hope Tennessee comes out a little fired up after last week. You got whooped and a lot of people are doubting who you are and what this season will be about now. I feel like this is a chance to prove it. Not that beating Kentucky is going to, you know, put you right in the race again or anything, but go beat a team you're supposed to. Go take care of business. Same thing we talked about with Missouri and South Carolina. Do that. Kind of try to get yourself best you can back on track because the next week's very important, but you got to take care of business this first week for next week to be important.
Yeah, I feel like this Kentucky team, like I don't really know what you're going to get out of them because they've been so inconsistent in the past three games.
To be fair, they should have beaten Ole Miss.
Right, yeah, they should be 2-1, and I think Jeremy Pruitt said they should be 3-0, but I don't really. I think Auburn's probably a better team.
Auburn beat them fair and square.
It could have been closer, I guess, but...
Maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like they're pretty inconsistent. They are leading the SEC in rushing with 637 yards, but 400 of that came against Ole Miss.
Yes. Whose defense is... Atrocious. Not good.
Yeah, atrocious. And then they had zero turnovers in the first two games on defense, and then they get six interceptions against Mississippi State. So I just don't, like, I don't really know how, are they decent? I feel like their offense is struggling. I feel like people are not very impressed with Grand's offense. And they're not very impressed with Terry Wilson, which I don't know how you can be impressed with Terry Wilson. I don't think he's a very good quarterback.
He's not a great quarterback. I mean, he's going to make some plays with you or for you with his feet, but he's not an incredible quarterback by any means. He is your leading rusher because you're going to ask him to make plays with your feet or with his feet. But, yeah, it's not – I was surprised that he was the starter when Joey Gatewood got eligible. Because wasn't Joey Gatewood supposed to be the starter after that? If he was eligible, wasn't he supposed to be the starter this year? Wouldn't he have started against Auburn had he been eligible, like that kind of deal? And
I'm not saying this is true at Tennessee, but is it what some fans think Tennessee's doing, where it's just like the guy who's been here, and so they just play him because he's just comfortable? I don't know.
Maybe. I mean, it's possible. Yeah, I guess it's possible.
But I mean, Joey Gatewood doesn't really impress me either.
No. That's not what I mean. I'm just the whole offseason you heard that he would be over, starting over Terry Wilson, and here they are with Terry Wilson again, who just isn't incredibly impressive. And he's their Mr. Do-It-All. I mean, he's going to be the only way Tennessee gets beat this Saturday, I think, is if you don't contain him. And typically, like 2 years ago, probably even last year, I would have been, man, I hate to face a running quarterback. I mean, playing Lynn Bowden Jr., you knew he was going to throw the ball maybe five times, and you're like, I mean, he could beat us. But the way Tennessee's defensive backs have played in run support, I feel fine against it.
Yeah, this is the perfect game for Alante Taylor.
Absolutely. He's been wanting to come up to the line of scrimmage and get involved. And, yeah, he's going to have the chance this week. And
Might get him beat a few times. But
It might. But, I mean, even then, Kentucky really only has one wide receiver that they've been trying to go to, and that's Josh Ollie. And he's pretty much it. So, I mean, they just don't have a ton of weapons to attack on offense. You did mention their defense. You said they had six interceptions against Mississippi State.
Yeah, I think that says a lot more about Mississippi State than probably Kentucky.
I don't disagree, but they are supposed to have a better defensive backfield than they have.
Yeah, I think there's some experience back there.
And then their defensive line was supposed to be pretty good this year.
But if you look at the two rosters, you should dominate. Just like Georgia's rosters – far better than Tennessee's. Like, Tennessee's is far better than Kentucky's this week.
Yeah, absolutely. I would agree.
And you should dominate the line of scrimmage.
Yes, that on both sides of the ball, you should dominate the line of scrimmage, and that's a lot of what winning football comes down to. If you go look at the film last week or go look at the film the week before, a lot of winning football is what's done up front, and that and you can do that for any week over the course of the last 100 years of college football.
Yep.
And that's where it starts, and you should dominate it up front. I would like to see the offensive line. They struggled last week. There's no sugarcoating it, and you put, you know, we're going to talk about what the offense needs. It's going to be them to play better, but also the play calling's got to improve.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. There's got to be some creativity to it, because last week it just – and I know everybody struggled. No one had a great game besides maybe Josh Palmer. Yeah. But other than that, it was very one-dimensional, and what we thought we could do was run the football, and we couldn't do that either.
I mean, because
and when that was taken from us, we looked lost.
And we never tried it.
No.
It was like we got beat on it a couple times and just ran away. We got to be more persistent, I think, in the run game. And yeah, I agree with the you got to be more creative, but I think you also – you have two really good running backs. And yeah. They need to improve in their pass blocking. They did a great job of getting involved in the pass game catching. They've got to do a better job pass blocking this week. But you also just run the ball. Run the ball.
Break some tackles.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, yes. But be more persistent in the run game. You were doing decent in the first half. I mean, I think if you tell Tennessee fans that you're Ty Chandler and Eric Gray, oh, they had 35. I was thinking they had... Okay. So I think if you tell Tennessee fans they have 4 carries for 15 yards apiece in the first half, you're going to go, run the ball more.
Yeah.
Run the ball more. And... It's that simple. And we didn't. We ran the ball a couple more times in the second half, and that was it. And a lot of people are going to look at that -1 rushing yard stat. Well, first off, that's accounting for sacks, so that's the passing game. Second off, if you're going to give up on the run game completely, you're beat. So
yep.
You're beat.
Some of those sacks were probably because the running backs just could not
that as block. Well. Yeah, that as well.
Well, and the offensive line.
Yep.
Just a bad... Gosh, I rewatched the game. I did it, and it was disgusting. I wanted to throw up.
Yeah, you're a brave soul.
You didn't watch it yet?
I'm not going to.
Yeah, you
probably we're flushing it out, remember?
It's gross. It is gross.
We're flushing it.
Yeah. I did it to see if I could maybe see anything else, and I was just like, man.
It's tough.
I don't want to see anything else.
No. Nope. Yeah, I think someone asked, I think, any chance he allows JG to return next year? I mean, probably. Here's the thing. Here's the thing. I think JG had a good first 2 games.
I did, yeah, for sure.
But I've been saying it since the season began. Before the season began, been saying it since last season. You're just not going to win a lot of games with him at quarterback. Or if he's your best option at quarterback, you're just not going to win a lot of games. It's just the way it is. Yeah. You're not going to beat Georgia. You're not going to beat Alabama. You're not going to beat Florida. You're probably not going to beat A&M. You may beat Auburn, depending on... I mean, they could figure it out before then.
You beat them once.
You did beat them once with him. That's why I said maybe.
Yep.
But that's just the way it is.
He's not going to, like... He's not going to go win you a game you shouldn't win.
Right.
I mean, he might beat Vanderbilt, Kentucky, Missouri, South Carolina, but... Even in some of those games, like he struggles a little bit at times.
Yeah, no,
he's not a guy you can count on to go not 90 yard game winning drive. He's not going to do that.
No, he's not. Never. And that's the case. I mean, that's so we'll see about. I mean, as far as next year goes, I just if he wants to go and spend another year at school, by all means. But I hope for the sake of the Tennessee football program, either he vastly improves, which would mean he's probably in the NFL if he vastly improves, or he finds a better situation via transfer portal.
Yep.
So
find you a baller. If it's somebody on the roster, great.
Yeah.
If not, find you somebody that can – I don't care if they're a freshman.
Yeah. And we'll talk some more about the JG and quarterback situation because we're going to talk about what the offense needs here in just a second. After we finish up talking about the Kentucky game, assuming we're still have some more, but we also have some questions about JG and about the quarterback situation. But yeah, I think as far as this Tennessee game goes, or this Kentucky game goes, be persistent in your run game. Don't give up on it quickly. But then you got to mix in creativity. I mean, in that run game, you've used Valus Jones in jet sweeps. Get the ball in your receiver's hands quickly. Chuck it up to Palmer a couple times because he's going to make a play.
Yep.
You shouldn't lose Kentucky. No. You shouldn't lose Kentucky.
No, and I don't think Jeremy Pruitt's going to lose to Kentucky. And if we were 2 yards closer, JG's 3-0 against Kentucky.
Yeah, he is.
So I don't see him losing Kentucky.
No. No. I mean, he shouldn't be. No.
Yeah. I mean, their best team came in here and we just waxed them. I don't think their offense is great.
Best team in 50 years.
Yeah. I don't think their offense is great. I don't think their defense is okay, but they're nothing. They've only recorded 5 sacks. I think Tennessee's has 6, and we've complained about how we need to get more pressure. So I don't think they're getting a ton of pressure. They don't have guys like Bud Dupree or Josh Allen coming off the edge.
No, it's definitely a different defensive line than some of their better ones.
Yep. I think their offensive line is pretty decent, experienced.
Both of their lines have vastly improved in the last couple of years.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So they're definitely going to be more challenging in the trenches than recent history, you know, says they would be. But still, I think when you look at Tennessee's offensive and defensive line, they should beat Kentucky's.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, Tennessee's 5.5.
The matchup's kind of one-sided.
Yep. Tennessee's 5.5-point favorites going into Saturday.
I think a lot of that is based off the second half of Georgia. It's probably double digits, and, if not.
And Kentucky gets a win over Mississippi State, who a lot of people thought, after starting off 1-0, would be 3-0, and now they're 1-2.
How do you get 6 interceptions and only score 24 points?
How are you supposed to be a super high-powered offense and have 2 points?
Yeah, that's gross.
0, technically.
That's terrible. How do you throw it 70 times?
And not score?
And score 2 points.
Yeah.
How does one not just like, you can't find one busted coverage?
At some point.
You can't find, like, you can't even find your own team.
It's mind-blowing.
6 interceptions?
It's mind-blowing. Mind-blowing. Over-under set at 45.5. You taking the over points or the?
That's not a lot of points.
I think I'm taking the over there.
I think so, too.
We'll see. We'll see. Do you have a score prediction?
I'll go 34-20.
Oh. 34. We're about the same place. I'm saying 31-14. So I don't think Kentucky's offense is going to. They're just not super high powered or dynamic. They're you're gonna see them. They probably will have more time of possession than Tennessee. Just the way they play their game, they can't. They're not quick hitters. It's not going to happen a lot. So I just don't see them being able to score a ton of points.
Yeah, and I don't see them really running a lot on us. I mean, they only ran for 73 yards against Mississippi State. Granted, they didn't really have to do anything because
right.
they got the Mississippi ball State in. Was just going to give them the ball back.
Right.
But yeah, just 24 points off 6 interceptions. That's terrible.
Yeah, that's not a very. It's not a very dynamic offense.
I mean, I would hope to God if we got 6 interceptions on Saturday that we would score at least
28, right?
Yeah, or 30.
Yeah.
Get over 30.
Yep. You would hope. Okay. What does this offense need? I kind of skipped. Sorry. I changed up the order on you. I got excited we started talking about the beer barrel. I got pumped about it. And
bring it back.
Bring it back. We know where it's at. Brian Niedermeyer has made it an ornament in his office, so he's got a piece of furniture that looks real nice, so we need to dig it out of there and parade it around Neyland on Saturday.
What if we just made like a new one?
I'm down to do that.
And just did it
us?
We could, yeah. But I'm saying we just do it, like have a big barrel and did it like they couldn't.
No.
Eventually it would catch on and be like, hey, can we
just use might as well bring it back.
Yeah.
Just might as well bring it back. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, we can do that. Anybody have a barrel they'd like to donate to us?
Yeah.
I'll paint it.
Yeah.
We're going to skip those losses on the beer barrel, though.
Yeah, we're going to start completely over.
Yeah.
It starts Saturday.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Do you have...
They're 13th in passing. I want to mention that in the SEC. So they're a little bit above Vanderbilt, which is terrible.
Yeah. Yeah. Someone mentioned last 2 years the game has been the under. That's a good point.
That is a good point.
I know Tennessee's offense didn't look it last week, but the first 2 weeks they looked better than the previous 2 years. So I hope we find out, and I think it's true. I hope we find out that Georgia's defense is just that good.
And I think they are. I do too. Like, I think it's the offensive line can. They took their lumps, but they can wake up and be like, hey, we never have to play a defensive front that good again.
Yeah, no, I don't think they will.
No,
I don't think they'll see them.
Nope.
Everybody's saying in the YouTube it's all a bunch of Georgia fans. I guess they're here to
gloat
in our misery. They think Tennessee will beat Florida. I mean, I'm glad you guys feel that way, but the good thing is if you're talking about Tennessee's strong suit, it's their defense, and Florida's strong suit's their offense, and their strong suit is not their defense like Georgia's.
I guess that's
the good news.
I'll say this. If JG can hold on to the football and we punt instead of giving it to him on our own side of the ball, it's probably a one possession game.
It's not the same as Georgia.
No.
So, yeah, I would agree with that. All right, so speaking of JG, what does this offense need to fix, not just for Kentucky, but for the season?
Show the speed, man.
Yes.
Let's get these freshman wide receivers going.
Get them into space.
I know we had that Sunday scrimmage where they kind of played the guys who didn't play very much. Harrison Bailey got all 49 snaps. What do you think about that first before we move on?
I mean, he's a second-string quarterback. That's what that means.
Yeah, that's kind of what
He's been listed as the fourth string on the depth chart. And I think everybody's been like, that might be bullcrap. It's bullcrap. He's second string.
I would have loved to – another thing, rewatching the game, I would have loved to seen a new quarterback in. Not just because you want to bench JG, but just because, like, the game was over.
Well, what was the point?
Yeah. Why didn't you just throw somebody in there to see what you had? I mean, if you're that unsure what Harrison Bailey can give you, why not just – hey, go ahead.
Throw in one of them.
Yeah. Your doesn't count, so.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I think what that means in terms of what does that mean for Harrison Bailey, doesn't mean he's going to start on Saturday unless it didn't sound like he just wowed anybody.
No.
So it definitely doesn't mean that, but I think it means he's the second-string quarterback.
Yeah, it seems like he's coming along. He missed a ton of time.
He's missed a lot of time.
And that's... It's unfortunate. I mean, it sucks for him that he early enrolled and then all this happened. Like, it was...
Yeah.
You couldn't have it any worse.
You mentioned on... So, at the Monday press conference, Jeremy Pruitt said JG was their quarterback. I wasn't changing. And then you put out the question that what does it mean that Harrison Bailey got all 49 snaps and... But JG's... Like, what does that mean to you all? So, what does that mean for you? Like, what did you... So, the takeaway was... He's the second string. Is that it? You have any other takeaways?
I mean, I don't even know if that means he's second string. I don't know if who was available, who was supposed to be doing that, who wasn't. I don't know if it was more just like freshmen and sophomores or what it was. But what I took from it is you wanted to see what he gave you.
Okay.
Because you haven't yet. You haven't really got to see him scrimmage because he's been out due to contact tracing and things like that. The fact that no one else got a snap, I think it tells you you like what you have in Harrison Bailey. Like, you recruited him here for a reason.
Right, right.
He's a five-star for a reason.
Yeah, I'd like to see a little more trust in him, in terms of that situation. I mean, yeah, he hadn't had a ton of time practice. I guess he's just not wowing you in practice.
But if JG can't hold on to the football, like, and I was one of the first ones that said, like, it wasn't all JG's fault. It was that whole offense, including coordinator, just could not figure anything out.
Right.
If he's not able to hang on to the ball Saturday, you got to replace him.
Yeah, and I think if he can't do great things, you switch him just like you would any player. Just like you would an offensive tackle if he wasn't playing great, or a center if he wasn't playing great, you would find another guy.
Look at the star position.
Yeah.
We played a different guy there all three games. Yeah.
Same thing for running back. You would go to the next guy until you found somebody. I think quarterback, why are we not doing the same? Because I do believe Saturday is a different story. I don't necessarily know putting a different quarterback in, probably even in the second half,
doesn't
wouldn't have won you the game. Yeah, right. Georgia's defense is too good. But when you look at the rest of the season, you've seen some things that were highlighted that other teams with good defenses could take advantage of. That I think you're just really one good quarterback away from being a really good team.
Yeah, you need a baller. I mean, JG, I know you've been through hell and back here. I get that, and I applaud you for sticking it out. But he just doesn't have the it.
No,
the moxie. He just doesn't have it.
The moxie.
Just doesn't have it.
I've been impressed with a couple throws he's made this year, but that's about it.
Yeah. And then, like, the offense couldn't do anything, so I get, like, you want to make a play, like, you're tired of just punting the football away, but to throw off your back foot into triple coverage just to try something is so dumb and inexcusable as a fifth-year guy.
Yeah. I watched that play. I think it might have been thrown to Jalen Hyatt, too, who might have made a freshman mistake on that play and avoiding contact.
Mm.
Yeah, it might not just been a good play all around. And I'm high on Jalen Hyatt, and I hope I'm wrong because I'm still high on him, but I think he may have made a freshman mistake on that play. That still not a great throw. The best Jalen Hyatt probably could have done was bat it down.
Yeah.
He probably would have been playing defense on that play. But, yeah, I think it did not help that, again, going back to the whole what was wrong with Tennessee's offense against Georgia, the whole thing, just everybody was off. It just was not.
Yep.
Besides Josh Palmer, wasn't anybody's day.
So going back to what this offense needs, I think you need to utilize some speed. I think you need to be more trustworthy with these freshmen. I mean, you recruited those guys. They've been at practice. You've seen kind of what they can do. Hopefully that scrimmage gave you more of an idea to see some of those guys in action.
Yeah.
But, dude, like, we're not getting off press coverage, and if people see that, that's what they're going to do every single time.
Oh yeah, it's easy to do that if you can't
make. And if Josh Palmer is the only one that can go up and make a play, or he's the only guy that JG can trust to go up and make a play, you got to do something else.
Right.
And the best way to beat man coverage is run right by him. And we have freshman receivers that can do just that.
Right. And
we're never. I don't think we're going to face a secondary. Maybe Alabama or Florida, but Georgia's secondary is pretty loaded. So this is a good game Saturday to see some of those guys.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, it would be a good day to get ahead and give some other guys a chance to play.
Yep.
It'd be a good day for that. So, very good day. I think I want to see better. I think it talks about getting into space. I just think the play calling needs to drastically improve, and we need to see more from the coordinator.
And why do we continue to see Eric Gray and Ty Chandler run between the tackles?
Yeah, I mean, Eric Gray had two or three runs that were successful outside the tackles on Saturday, and we just went away from it.
Yeah, I put one on Twitter. It was a 7-yard gain. The longest run of the day was 8 yards, and it was an outside run. Yeah. I just don't understand why we're just running these guys between the tackles. There's no room as it is. These guys aren't going to break a ton of tackles. They're not going to run through a defensive lineman.
Right.
So get them in space and let them work a little bit. I understand, like, you're going to run some between the tackles, and that's understandable. But a team that you're not able to push up front.
Right. That makes sense.
You got to spread them out a little bit somehow.
That makes sense.
Yeah, be a little creative. I like what you said with Valus Jones. Use him. Where's he at?
Use Valus more.
If you're not trusting these freshman wide receivers, he's played a lot of college football.
At least make some guys that are coming off the edge have to respect it.
Yeah.
Because maybe they make the play, but they have to stay there to make the play. They can't just, you know, pin their ears back and go.
Mm-hmm. So. Yep. Yeah, jet motion. Just be more creative, man.
Absolutely.
I know Jim Chaney knows a lot more than I do, and I'm not making that a discussion, but it's like
Saturday, though, I think we can question that. Maybe not help from me, but he might have needed some help. So
yeah,
on Saturday afternoon.
Yep.
I don't think I could have helped, but somebody might have been able to. Whatever. Team news.
I do need to go get my paper for this.
Okay, perfect. So before we play Kentucky, I don't know if people will find us much joy in this, but you said you wanted to hear "Here Kitty Kitty." So yeah. That's a song from
Joe Exotic. It's on his album.
Is it?
I don't think he actually sings it, but yes.
Okay, well, here's "Here Kitty Kitty" from
whoever.
Here Kitty Kitty.
Meow, 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 meow
tie, kicking y'all cast cause you're feline. It's our time, let's show them how we go grind. Josh Dobbs, Dylan Goss, calls with the hands like Randy Moss. Tyler Keeley, this is easy, just don't be surprised when he runs you off.
All right, we did that cut for Landon. We didn't even get to the part where there'll be Josh Dobbin, so that was sad.
You're kitty kitty.
It's not a great. It's not. It's one of those songs you make in high school, and your friends find it on YouTube, and you're really upset that they were able to find it on YouTube.
I'll say this: it's a lot better than the Missouri rap video.
It has 257,000 views on YouTube. So
a lot of that's probably from Vol Nation, just the Josh Dobbin.
Probably
thing. The they comments, found it, and it just went viral from there.
The comments have been turned off, so that may tell you a little bit about it. That may tell you a little bit. All right, team news. Lance
team
back
news
with his notes.
So yeah, so Jeremy Pruitt had his press conference. He did. You already mentioned that he said JG is our quarterback. So,
yep,
he's our quarterback.
He's our quarterback.
And then the Sunday scrimmage notes. Harrison Bailey took all 49 snaps. Also, he mentioned Tamarian McDonald was a bright spot.
Okay.
So, he's a guy that wasn't even really supposed to be available. And now that, I don't know, what does that mean? I don't have it's a bright spot.
Nobody knows what it means.
Also, he mentioned the no black jerseys this year.
Yeah, no black jerseys.
Looked like there was a conflict with the,
which is interesting that they announced it, since it wasn't that they couldn't get them produced in time. It was that Nike wasn't going to make them this year.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
But apparently the contract, they were not going to make black jerseys.
So why didn't they iron that out before they announced?
That's what I was thinking. That's yeah. Weird. So, but they said that they will be available to Tennessee in the future.
Right. So
maybe we'll get to see white jerseys again.
Yeah, maybe.
Again, or at some point.
Also, he mentioned the third week in a row that everyone is available. So that's good. Healthy team's a good team.
You're not going to be good if a lot of people aren't quarantined.
Yeah. He also mentioned Jameer Johnson, Jerome Carvin, and Riley Locklear were banged up, but Carvin should be back for this game. I think that's big because, I mean, I think we saw it a lot last year. It's hard for that O-line to be great if you're constantly having to switch people in and out.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely. Yeah.
So I know that was something I noticed as soon as the game started. It was like Cade Mays is at guard and not tackle.
Yeah, and I know some people think he's a better guard. I thought he played really good at tackle, though, against Missouri.
Yeah.
Thought he helped us a lot at tackle.
Yeah, it was Missouri, but...
It was Missouri.
He didn't play great against Georgia.
Yeah.
And I don't think, looking at the Pro Football Focus numbers, no offensive lineman played great.
Correct.
I think Josh Palmer was the only one in the 70s.
Good for him.
Yikes.
Good for him.
Yikes. He also mentioned Elijah Simmons. We had people ask about Elijah Simmons and his ankle injury. He came back in the game after that chop block, so I think he would be available for Kentucky.
You think, yeah.
Probably a little bruised up, a little banged up, but I'm sure he'll be back and ready to go if he went back into the game on Saturday. And then Paxton Brooks. Named Ray Guy Punter of the Week.
Yeah. That's an excellent game.
It's big.
Yep.
Of the pod, too.
Been on the pod before. Good guy. Didn't have a great start to 2020, first two games, but really would have helped Tennessee a lot had they not turned the ball over on Saturday.
He has done a great job on kickoffs.
Yeah. I feel like he has like one a game that's gone out of bounds, but yeah.
Yeah.
Like to fix that.
Kicks the crap out of it, though.
He does.
Love it.
It's a... It's a dong punch, if you will.
Dong punch.
Or yes. Dong punch should be reserved for field goals. We need one for kickoffs.
Okay.
We'll think.
Yeah, we'll think about
that. I feel like it's going to come to us when we see a dong punch of a kickoff. It'll come to us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just like...
You got to feel it in the moment.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, exactly.
We'll know when it gets there. You want to look at the matchup? We didn't really go into the matchup a little bit.
Yeah, we can look at the matchup. Okay. We didn't. You're right. We didn't do a matchup.
Yeah. So, I think Tennessee fans are going to appreciate this one. What do you think?
Yeah, I think so.
So, JG versus Joey Gatewood or Terry Wilson. Probably
surely
Terry Wilson. Terry,
surely. There's no way they go Joey Gatewood.
No.
Yeah, JG, even from his not biggest fan, I think JG gets the nod here.
Yeah. I do too. Just he's proven he can beat Kentucky. I think he's over 400 yards in the past two meetings.
Nah, is he?
No. Last year, no, he's not. He only had like 100 last year because Brian Maurer came in. He was 7-for-8.
He also rushed.
In two touchdowns?
Yeah. He rushed. I mean, he had two big rushes.
He had like 30 yards rushing, yeah. And then our running backs versus their linebackers.
Tennessee's running backs. I hope they go get back to their ways this week, but Tennessee running backs.
Yeah, I agree. Got to go with our running backs. Our wide receivers versus their DBs.
6 interceptions against Mississippi State. Doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, I just got to go with our wide receivers. Josh Palmer, he did it in this game a year ago. Had a really great acrobatic touchdown. Hopefully we'll see it again. I just think our secondary pretty much dominated.
Yeah.
Or our wide receivers dominated their secondary last year.
Right.
I see us doing that again. Hopefully we just add some speed to that. That'd be nice. Our offensive line versus their D-line.
Tennessee's offensive line.
I do too.
Again,
I think,
even after a bad week, I got to think it.
Yeah. If you want that nickname back, you got to go get it. Got to go prove it. And then our defensive line versus their offensive line.
Our defensive line, yeah.
Okay. I actually gave this one to Kentucky just because they are experienced. They have graded out pretty well. So
If they were a primarily passing team, I think I would go
that's true.
With him. But Tennessee's defensive line's played pretty good in the run.
That's true.
So,
this is also a game where I think if Tennessee starts fast, like if they get out to a lead, I don't see Kentucky coming back. I just don't think they have the offense to do that.
No, they don't. Apparently, hold on. I'm sorry to interrupt this. Apparently, Saban might have COVID or
I saw that.
Exposed to COVID. So, will he be out Saturday?
Ooh.
I would assume, right?
Ooh, he's done. He's going to retire. Alabama's going to fall. This is how it ends.
What if Butch Jones is the interim?
Gross. They're definitely going to lose. I'm betting the house on Georgia.
So, if he tested positive, he's gone. Like, he's done for the week.
He's done for like 2 weeks.
And there's a lot of people quarantined for contact tracing.
Hmm.
Yeah, this is interesting.
Ooh. Yeah, when we get to... wonder what the line's at now. Maybe he hasn't had time to change.
I don't know. I that came from Adam Scheffner.
That's interesting.
I'm not getting fooled either. This is the Adam Scheffner.
He's going to be in his own bubble. Like, you know, one of those... things people like run in and stuff. You see a bunch of videos. Yeah, he's going to be on that on the sideline.
That'd be perfect.
So I actually went their O-line. So our linebackers versus their running backs.
Linebackers.
Gotta go our linebackers.
I can't wait to see Henry Toto kill Terry Wilson. Joe Gatewood probably will play Saturday. You're right.
Or Kavassier Smoke.
Yeah.
Gonna smoke him.
Yeah.
Our defensive backs versus their wide receivers, got to go our defense.
Yeah, I mean,
they just don't throw.
No.
And they have one decent wide receiver, and he's not even that great.
Right.
Their DBs, they've given up quite a bit of yardage to opposing wide receivers. So I'll say Seth Williams and then Ole Miss's wide receiver all had over 100 yards on their secondary. So,
well, we'll see. We said Tennessee should dominate on. Like, it shouldn't be a question Saturday. Shouldn't be a question.
Yep. I think if you take care of the football, you fix the mental lapses that you had on Saturday with the penalties and stupid headbutt to the quarterback, I think you run away with this one.
Yeah.
What about people picking Kentucky over Tennessee in the preseason? Where was that at?
Dumb.
Those people just, like, deleted their accounts. They should have.
I guess.
Because this team is not a team that looks like they're better than Tennessee.
Yeah. No. They won't be. Surely not. Surely not.
Surely.
So, Saban has tested positive. He released a statement. He's taking another test. Sarkisian is the head coach for Saturday night right now.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. And Butch Jones is offensive coordinator.
Yeah, exactly. We'll see. I bet this game gets canceled.
You think so?
Yeah. This game gets canceled. They haven't done their weekly test yet for, like, before the game.
Mm.
They'll do it tomorrow, and too many guys test positive. That game's canceled.
Dang.
No Alabama, Georgia.
So how long do they have to be out, though?
They would... If yeah, so they wouldn't be playing Tennessee on time then, yeah.
Yes!
We get the COVID win?
Yeah, it counts, baby. Get the cigars out.
We're not sharing them. We're not sharing them.
No.
Our own cigars.
Yeah, can't do that.
Right? I mean, this right. There's no way. Like, if Saban...
Or they have some people back and they're not able to cancel and we play a team that's... Like their second string, that'd be great. Would love it.
A win's a win. That would be the most Saban thing ever, though, to not play the game because you can't coach.
Yeah, isn't he the one that says he wants to play a all SEC schedule anyway, and this is how he treats it? You get your wish, and then you get COVID when you get a. He don't want to face that defensive front either.
Nobody does. No. Trust me. We watched it. You got some recruiting updates?
Yeah, so Tennessee got some bad news today.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, 5-star Amarius Mims picked Georgia over Tennessee. It's going to happen.
Yep.
I mean, if you can't prove that you can beat them on the field, and I think a lot of those recruiting battles with Georgia, Alabama, Florida, you got to prove that you can play with them on the field. I mean, in the past 3 years, I think your closest win to any of those was 22, and it was last year against Alabama.
Yeah.
And you've been in some of those games, but it just gets out of hand.
Quickly. Especially, lately in the second half.
Yep. So. Yeah, so got to be better. And I think, you know, the people that you were in on that were left were kind of Tennessee, Georgia. Mm-hmm. There's a couple maybe thrown in there here and there, but Nylon Green looks like he would probably pick. I mean, it's an easy decision.
Yeah. Oh,
when you're picking between two teams and you watch Saturday, you definitely choose Georgia.
Yep. Right now, it is an easy decision. Right.
Tyrann Ingram Dawkins, he's another one. Smell Munden. You know, those four guys, it was kind of Tennessee, Georgia. Maybe Auburn was in a couple of those, I think, with TID of South Carolina and North Carolina as well. But, I mean, that's just an easy, easy decision when you look at the – that game on Saturday.
Oh, for sure.
So gotta make up for it this Saturday. You gotta go win games. I mean, Tennessee was able to put a good recruiting class together last year because they're on such a winning streak. When you're winning games, those losses tend to not have, they don't carry as much weight.
No.
So you're like, oh, you know, this is how we started the season, but this is how we ended it. You know, that you're able to sell that.
Right.
So hopefully you're able to sell that this year, too. The good thing is you have 25 already committed. So, like, it's not like you're going to be scrambling to get guys.
No. Now,
you want to upgrade. There's nothing wrong with that. But, I mean, you're going to have to win on the field to be able to get some of those top-tier guys.
Yep. And like you said, when you play teams straight up that you're battling for, it's an easy decision.
And rewatching that game on Saturday, there's still a lot, like not a lot, there's still holes on this roster that you need to fix.
Yes. Yes, there are.
Tight end's one of them. Like, we just don't have a...
Nope.
A tight end that can block and catch a football. Like, we just don't have
we desperately need...
We don't have a solid tight end. No. And I know this class is trying to fix that, and it's good.
Yeah, I mean, for next year. It just sucks for this year, because
yeah.
You're not going to get that position.
Right. So.
Is what it is.
And you just don't have a bruising back.
Nope.
You don't have a guy to just, like, move the pile and stuff like that. maybe it's T. Hodge, but the three guys who have gotten carries so far this year, they're not big guys.
No, and they're not going to run the ball. They're not going to be able to run the ball as hard as you'd like for them to be considered a bruising
and,
back.
Yeah, and you can't run between the tackles 40 times a game and expect them to be okay the whole season.
Yeah. Yep. Do them some favors, too.
Yep.
So, anything else for recruiting?
Nope, that's all. Tennessee did get a crystal ball for Christian Charles. He's an athlete out of Georgia. I think he's a three-star on Rivals. He's kind of – I think he plays quarterback in high school. He's another one of those DBs probably that they want to throw in there because he – like Alante Taylor was a quarterback. I think Bryce Thompson was considered an athlete out of high school. Just another one of those guys that they want to develop. And, man, I just want to – I want a five-star DB.
It'd be nice.
Or a lockdown corner.
Yeah, it'd be nice to have him.
You're getting spoiled. Jeremy Pruitt's got us spoiled.
Not yet.
I mean, like, not with DBs. He hasn't like, gotten hardly any like top-tier DBs, but he, like come signing day, you're like, okay, he can pull off these upsets.
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, Henry Toto, like, that wasn't a guy we probably should have got. At that point in time.
I mean, that was nice, but spoiled. Whew. Talent pool still.
Oh, yeah.
Very shallow compared to.
Oh, compared to Georgia, 100%.
And Alabama and probably Florida.
I think roster-wise, I mean, they definitely have a better quarterback, which makes them look a lot better. But I think talent-wise, at our roster and recruiting history the past couple years, I feel like we're right there with Florida.
That may be the case, and if it is, that means they just use their talent a lot better than Tennessee does, which I believe could be true, yep. But you also got to play it on the field for me to believe that the talent gap is smaller than it is.
But they also, like, get talent in the right areas. Like, we don't have an elite edge rusher.
Yeah, I mean, I probably agree.
Because that makes them look 10 times better. If they have a guy like that, they get elite DBs every year. So, yeah, they have it in the right areas.
Oh, I mean, no, I agree. If they don't have more talent, then they utilize it far better than Tennessee right. does.
100%.
And I would probably agree with that statement.
Yep. So.
All right, let's talk some college football. Starting off, obviously, the Missouri and Vanderbilt game have been canceled, along with the number 10 Florida and LSU game. So those games will not be played, and I think there's a chance that Alabama and Georgia won't be played this week. So we'll see. We'll see. I don't know. I joke. I'll say that jokingly, but I'm kind of serious. So if the SEC has a contingency plan to get these games in,
ooh,
I think Nick Saban would like to be there.
Tennessee game's already moved to 6
because of
I don't know. It was 5.5.
When I pulled it up today. Gotcha. They heard us talking and they're feeling confident.
Yeah.
Saw
that matchup. They're like, oh man, one sided.
Yeah. And then so those games have been canceled. We'll see. We'll get new updates after Nick Saban tests positive on the Alabama Georgia game on Saturday. Kentucky is at number 18 Tennessee. Number 15 Auburn is at South Carolina. Ole Miss is at Arkansas. Number 11, A&M, is at Mississippi State this week. And number 3, Georgia, is at number 2, Bama.
Maybe.
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see about that. Then outside the SEC, you have number 14, BYU at Houston. Number 1, Clemson at Georgia Tech. Number 8, Cincinnati at Tulsa. You've got Pitt at number 13, Miami. You have Kansas at West Virginia. Louisville at number 4, Notre Dame. Somebody beat them. I just hate when they're this high. I hate Notre Dame.
Yeah, it's gross.
Duke at NC State. UCF at Memphis. Virginia at Wake Forest. Number 5, UNC. Holy crap. Number 5, UNC at Florida State. And then Boston College. Did I not finish that?
Notre Dame still has to play Clemson and North Carolina, so they'll lose.
Do what now?
Notre Dame still has to play Clemson and North Carolina.
Yeah, they'll definitely lose. Then Boston College plays number 23, Virginia Tech.
North Carolina could go undefeated.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they beat Notre Dame.
Let's play Clemson in the...
Right. Yeah, they could go undefeated until then.
But depending on how bad that loss is, they could sneak into the college football playoff.
Maybe.
Depending on how what that one loss looks like. So Oklahoma's already a two-loss team.
Yeah, they're out. That's wild.
Yep. Yep.
And then maybe, like, Texas probably won't be in either.
No. They're two-loss. Are they three-loss? They're two-loss.
Yeah, they're two-loss. They lost to TCU and Oklahoma.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they're out.
No, they're...
Who's going to win the Big 12?
Probably Oklahoma, but they'll be two-loss.
What's Baylor? Oh, man, they're 1-1. Oh, Oklahoma State, I did forget about them.
Yes, they'll probably be undefeated. But,
they got to play Oklahoma.
They got to play Oklahoma. I don't know. We'll see. That'll be a team to look out for because...
What about Kansas State losing to Arkansas State, and now they're back in the top 25?
They beat Arkansas. Or Arkansas, they beat Oklahoma.
Yeah.
So... We're able to kind of sneak their way back in. And then, when does the Big Ten start? The end of October?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. See, so what would be, like, week 10 maybe? Games start back?
Is it? It's not next week, it's the week after. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. So week 9 they start their games back. So that'll be interesting when you throw those teams in the mix. See what happens. In terms of college football playoffs. They're going to get a chance. Unfortunately, the Big Ten is going to get a chance to play for the college football playoff, which I think is stupid, but whatever. Because they're only playing, what, 8 games?
Yeah.
You shouldn't have canceled your season. Or you should have had to – when you canceled it, you should have had to cancel it. Stupid.
I'm trying to see when they actually – is it the
– It's week 9.
No, it's next week.
Is it next week?
24th, yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right, well – college football's almost getting back to normal then. Yeah, they should have had to stay like the Pac-12. Is Pac-12 going back?
Have they announced?
They do. They do come back.
When are they coming back?
Either week 9, 8 or 8 or 9. So either next week or the week after. I don't know how many games they are. I don't know. Nobody cares about the Pac-12.
No.
Nobody cares. The only thing we kind of miss is the Pac-12 at dark.
Yeah, and we say that, but, like, I never really watch it.
No, I know. I was thinking, the other night when that Alabama game ended, I was like, man, I'd love to watch another football game. I'm like, I wouldn't watch it.
No.
I'd fall asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
Because it's always going to be probably one-sided.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Like, it's never a good football game.
No. And if it is, it's good. It's 63-60, the final.
Yeah.
At Mike Leach. I hate that guy. I hate that people like him. So stupid.
Yeah.
So stupid.
I like him from afar.
Yep. Like to observe him.
Yep.
Like a zoo animal. You ready to go to NFL?
Yeah.
Just like power rankings?
Like I'm glad it's not me.
Yes. I'm glad I'm behind this glass so when the monkey threw its feces it wasn't hitting me.
Yeah.
That's what I'm happy about.
Or wreck his bandwagon.
Yeah, or that. NFL power rankings. All right.
Number one.
Number one, I got Kansas City still. I know they got beat by the Raiders. But, I mean, maybe they're not number one, but they're top three.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
So I just kept them at number one. Because, I mean,
if you lose, you got to go down for me.
Change it for me. I'll change it if they lose next week.
So I got the Packers at number one.
Fair. I got the Packers at number two.
Number two, I got the Seahawks.
Three, I have the Seahawks.
Three, I have the Chiefs.
Okay. Number four.
I got the Ravens.
Okay. I have the Titans at number four.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. So not even sneaking into the top five. They just jumping into the top five.
Kind of sneaking in. I had to.
They dove right into the top
five. I had Baltimore at number four last week. I kind of went by your logic here and said Tennessee just didn't give them the credit that they probably deserved because they snuck a couple of those first wins out. They're 4-0. They dominated the Bills this week. The Ravens are 4-1, so I bumped them down to 5 for the 4-1.
Okay.
Yeah, I bumped them down to 5.
I got the Titans at 5.
Okay.
They impressed me because I wasn't that impressed by the teams they beat beforehand
and how they beat them.
But they whooped the Bills.
Whooped them. They had 2 weeks to practice. So.
And Derrick Henry killed a guy on national television.
Yeah.
Sorry, Josh Norman. But that's
I'm not sorry.
That's a retireable offense.
You should retire, old man.
Yeah, like
you're too old.
What do you do after that?
You retire.
You should retire.
You
good
retire.
Lord. Josh Norman's terrible. I'm so glad he's not on the Panthers anymore. That dude's a cancer. And he got annihilated on Tuesday Night Football.
Yeah, I loved it. Tuesday Night Football was fun.
Yeah. It was good. I don't know how you...
The soul.
How do you, like, pitch that to the Players Association? Because there's no way they agree to it.
There's no way. It's better than the London game, though.
It is, yeah.
Way better than the London game.
Yeah.
So do that in lieu of the London game. Give every team a Tuesday night game.
What time does it start? Like 10? The London games?
Oh, yeah. Like 10 a.m., 11 a.m.
Yeah, like you wake up hungover, and you can't even see straight.
It's like EPL soccer, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. I'm not a fan of the London games. Not a fan.
No.
It is fun to watch the people who go to those games. They're always dressed funny. Get some full kit wankers.
What'd you call me?
And then I love, like, they're like how... They're how, if you see the NBA in China, or if you see when, like, EPL teams come to the United States, how fans just wear random jerseys to the game.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they aren't necessarily teams that are playing in that game. It's how they do the NFL.
Oh.
Like, it'll be like the Bills and the Chiefs playing, and somebody will be wearing, like, a Raiders jersey. What's going on?
That's all I had.
Yeah. No, but really, though, they're just like, oh, man, I don't really care about football. I like this one player because he has a cool Instagram account, and they do it. Yeah, it's stupid.
So I bet, like, a lot of them have, like, Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yeah, but I mean, like, you know, if the Heat and the Rockets were playing in China, somebody would wear a LeBron jersey.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Hopefully it's a Heat LeBron jersey.
It probably isn't.
Though. It probably isn't.
It's probably a first time he was at Cleveland.
More. Probably, yeah.
You ready to do you have any questions? Do we have any questions?
I don't.
We got some during the show. I haven't seen any else.
We didn't mention the NBA, though. The NBA is over. We didn't really mention it, but the Lakers won.
Yeah, I don't care. I'm sorry. I just
You're 17, 35 years old?
I don't think it's 35-year-olds that don't watch the NBA because of...
No. I'm talking about that's how old LeBron is. Oh,
say that again?
You're 17.
You're 17? I mean, that's...
35.
Good for him.
Triple-double.
I'm not shocked that LeBron won it.
Oh, no. I mean, they were favorited to win, but I do love how everybody kept saying, like, everybody they faced, it was a lot of Skip Bayless because, God, that dude's a moron. But he was just like, yeah, the Blazers are good. Damian Lillard's going to beat LeBron. Doesn't beat LeBron. Oh, the Rockets, Russell Westbrook.
Yeah.
James Harden. Yeah, just... No. It wasn't meant to be. Kobe, it was meant to be.
Yeah, I mean, I'm surprised. I'm disappointed in the lack of conspiracy theories being thrown around.
Yeah.
I'm pretty disappointed.
Yeah.
Because you could have guessed it.
It was fun. I liked the NBA bubble. I thought it was well done.
I mean, it was probably the best. I mean, obviously, no games were canceled because of it.
Yeah.
So it's probably the best of any sports league.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it was a great idea, and MLB is doing a good job of it for now.
Yeah, we'll see. Hopefully no games get canceled in that. Where's their bubble at?
I don't know where they're at now. Of course, my team's out, so I kind of stopped watching it.
Do a quick bubble check. Oh, is it multiple locations? It is. Yeah. Los Angeles, San Diego, Arlington, and Houston.
But now there's only four teams left. So
it's down to two.
Yeah, so where are they at?
I'm telling you something. Let's see. Looks like they are in the ALCS, so they're in San Diego and Arlington for the NLCS.
Okay.
Yep. And the World Series will be in Arlington. Interesting. Okay, yeah. See how that goes for... interesting that they're doing it. I mean, because, you know, the bubble idea and as far... Which, I mean, I guess you won't get ballparks, and they're wanting to play in ballparks. So So I guess that's the difference.
Yeah.
You can play like in a baseball field at somewhere like Disney, but you wouldn't get a ballpark.
Well, they have one at Disney, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, but it's not like a, they're wanting to play it at like, yeah, an like MLB, not a right. spring training facility or a double-A facility. They're wanting to play at a ballpark.
I wonder what the, because like you could see the stadium right next to the NBA bubble. So I don't know like who plays there or what is played there.
It's probably a spring training facility.
Yeah, it probably is. And that's,
or it could be a part of the ESPN Worldwide Sports.
Because I played at those fields, but I don't remember who was. I think the Braves were playing at that.
Is it the Braves?
They're playing there. I don't know like if the team they're playing was.
It's the Atlanta Braves that's okay. trading at Disney Worldwide, ESPN Worldwide World of Sports. Mm-hmm. So. Yep. Okay. No questions. Jumbotron. We're doing our in honor of the best trophy in college football, which is the beer barrel. We're talking about our favorite, in our opinion, best rivalry trophies in college football, or I guess just rivalry trophies. I don't know if I clarified college football, so maybe you went different. So we did our best. I'll kick us off in case we steal any from each other. I'll get to do the stealing. I did the Stanford and Cal axe. So it's an axe, which is pretty freaking cool. If you have an axe as your trophy, I'm probably going to pick you. And what's crazy when I was reading about it is it has been stolen multiple times, but at one point it was stolen out of a bank vault. Oh. So someone had to, a student at Stanford had to commit a bank heist to get the axe back from Cal one year. They also used tear gas at one point to steal the axe. Yeah, insanity that surrounds this trophy.
Dang.
Just like the beer barrel has been stolen before.
Yeah, by Brian Niedermeyer. my first one is the Indian War Drum. And I don't think this is really given out anymore because it's between Missouri and Kansas.
Yeah, they don't play anymore.
Yeah, yeah. So,
but it's a war drum.
Yeah, so that's pretty sweet. That is really cool. The original was found in a basement in Reed Hall in Columbia and is now in the College Football Hall of Fame.
Oh, nice. So I guess they're never going to play again. Oh, yes. That's the original. Never mind.
Right.
Got to use the original. My next one is the Golden Cowboy Hat, which is at the Red River Robbery.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a gold cowboy hat. It's pretty freaking sweet. It's way cooler than that one they
give
out.
Can you put it on?
Yeah.
Oh.
They wear it after the they win. It's way cooler than the that leather helmet they give out at the Chick-fil-A kickoff game.
Yeah. I think this one's pretty cool. The Commander-in-Chief's Trophy. It's given, and it's not just, it's a rivalry, but it's a triangle format, so it's Army, Navy, and Air Force.
Which is weird, because isn't it only Army and Navy's trophy?
I think it's, is it not awarded to the...
I thought it was awarded to the winner of the Army-Navy game.
Oh, so I guess it is.
But yeah, the third does represent the Air Force. I don't know where they come into play other than being a service academy.
So I don't I don't know.
Yeah, I know they're the third thing. I just don't know why they're on that trophy.
Yeah. So it says the president has actually awarded the trophy to the winning team on several occasions. It says Air Force leads with 16 wins. So they just give it to the best one at the end of the year?
Maybe. No clue.
I need to do more research on
that. Yeah. My last one, the Golden Boot. It's the winner of Arkansas and LSU. It's the state's classic boot formation. It's a pretty good looking trophy. I'm a big fan of good. Like, that's why I loved the original BCS trophy so much. The black, I don't know, I guess, platform that the gold ball sat on was just a very aesthetically pleasing trophy.
Oh.
As well as the Golden Boot. Boot's a good looking trophy.
My last one is Floyd of Rosedale. It's a bronze pig awarded to the winner between Minnesota and Iowa.
What? A bronze pig? Why is it bronze? I don't know. It's better than a platypus, I guess.
So a bronze figure was molded after the hog, which is now awarded every year. So now it's a bronze hog.
What's it?
I don't know.
Okay. I'm glad you knew where I was going with
that. I have no clue.
How dumb.
There's a lot of trophies that, like, I just never knew any of these really existed.
Correct. I mean, some of these rivalries, either people tried to start, then, you know, a trophy was never really taken on, or they're just really old rivalries that don't happen anymore.
Mm-hmm. So there
a couple years ago, I think it's Penn State and Minnesota played for a trophy, and Minnesota was celebrating and broke the trophy.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Don't break the rivalry.
So there's a Minnesota and Wisconsin. It's Paul Bunyan's axe. It was, in 1948, a slab of bacon, which was a piece of wood with the letter W or M on it.
Interesting.
And then the score was etched in it.
Just a piece of wood?
I guess.
Very interesting.
Yeah, that took a lot of money to make.
Right. Interesting. All right, stupidity is an epidemic. Besides a wooden bacon trophy.
Slab of bacon.
I've got... Let's see here. I saved one for this week. Can I find it now? I don't know.
I have one. Tyrone Goodwin. I don't know who he is. But he tweeted at something. He said Stockton, talking about John Stockton, mm-hmm. was a defensive liability. He leads the NBA in steals by like 1,000.
Liability.
Yeah, terrible.
Was it said with sarcasm or something?
I think the question was like, would you rather have Rondo or Stockton? And somebody's, and he said Rondo, Stockton was a defensive liability. I mean, if you want to pick Rondo, I guess that's
fair up
to you, but like,
you can't call Stockton a liability.
You're right, when he leads the league in steals.
I've got Kiffin. This is from NCAA, CBS, NCAA football, their department. Kiffin is back with authority. Let's be real about what happened on Saturday night. Kiffin coached circles around Saban. The pupil had his teacher on the ropes from the moment the Rebels received the opening kickoff and never looked back. Well, until a bad snap ended an Ole Miss drive inside the 25-yard line and forced a field goal, which was a killer in this shootout. Let's spin it forward. Kiffin is dangerous. Very dangerous. Kiffin is dangerous, but he didn't coach circles around Saban.
Very dangerous.
Because he lost. Also, he lost by more than 3, so you can't blame it all on that. Or 4, so you can't blame it all on the bad snap.
Right.
He also did not... He didn't coach circles around Saban, you morons.
No, they lost.
Coach circles around him. Get the F out of here.
They scored 63 points.
Yeah. Dumb. I don't think I have any more.
That's all I got, too.
Yeah, that's all I've got.
You got to get to practice, because you're...
playing for a championship tomorrow, man.
Yeah. Postseason run, baby.
Yeah, that's the plan. Like to be busy for a couple more weeks.
Yeah, don't go home.
Yeah, exactly. That's the plan. That's what we're going for. I don't appreciate Clay Travis still in my tweet today. Did you see that?
I didn't see that.
I said subtle shout out to NBA for the practice space to Tennessee, because that's where they got caught practicing, and then he pretty much tweeted the exact same thing. Okay. I quote tweeted his tweet. Because he was like, they haven't even practiced for 2 weeks. And I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Yes, they have. whatever.
What a moron.
Whatever. Guys, really appreciate y'all listening. We will be back on Saturday, I think, for Keys to the Game. I'll be out of town, so we will have to figure that out. But the plan is to do our normal show on Saturday with our Keys to the Game. If not, Landon will tweet those out, so don't worry.
Yep.
You will get that. You'll get that. We will be back on Sunday, I suppose.
Yep.
I haven't discussed that either, but the plan is to be back on Sunday, recapping a Vols victory, and celebrating with the Beer Barrel. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, all that good stuff, and we'll see you guys back here soon.
Yeah, hopefully Tennessee is 3-1. It was very sad that I didn't get to tweet out the Elijah Simmons singing again. Really wanted to do that.
I'd like to get a... Guess I'll have to wait till next year.
Yeah, we'll see. That's all we got. We're bringing the boat in, and we out.